Our producer for tonight's newscast is Noah Eaton. Our AP sleuth and audio editor is Lisa Loving. Special thanks to reporters Edison Carter, Spencer Raymond, Kirsten Flagg, and Denise Kowalczyk. Our engineer is Eduardo de Landaros Thierry. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. I'm Afifa Ahmed Shafi.
And I'm Noah Eaton. Stay tuned for Free Speech Radio. Stay tuned for Independent Native News following our newscast. And coming up tomorrow at 7 a.m., hear the KBOO Morning News. At 7:30 a.m., Joanne Bowman hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. Her guests are Charlie Burr, who will speak on the status of voter-owned elections, and Mona Cardena, who will discuss Amnesty International's report on tasers. At 9 is Recovery Zone, a pilot program by Stephanie Potter. Her guest is local activist Marsha Myers of N Corporate Personhood. At 9:30, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 on Radio Beyond Borders, hear a documentary called We Are Americans, which explores the lives of immigrants and refugees in Oregon, produced by award-winning producer Mie Kim. At 10:30 on Art Focus, Julie Bernard speaks with local painter Peggy Prusa Collins. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! That's all right here on KBOO, your nonprofit, volunteer-powered, and listener-sponsored community radio station. Thanks for joining us.
The military spokesman, Brigadier Prasad Samarasinghe, said the strikes came after the Liberation Tigers of...
This is Independent Native News for Wednesday, the 26th of April. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. The Denver-based Newmont Mining Company is one of the world's largest gold miners and has been accused of environmental devastation and displacement of indigenous people due to its mining activities around the world. As KGNU's Maeve Conran reports, members of the Western Shoshone tribe joined with community activists from around the world in Denver this week to address the Newmont Mining shareholders.
Newmont states in its social responsibility statement that it respects the social, economic, and cultural rights of indigenous people. Representatives from the Western Shoshone people in Nevada say Newmont places profits over the rights of indigenous people worldwide. They accuse Newmont of disregarding their rights and colluding with the U.S. government in privatizing so-called federal lands, which actually belong to the Western Shoshone. Julie Fischel is an attorney with the Western Shoshone Defense Project.
One thing we specifically talked to Newmont about last year when we were here was that their efforts to privatize those lands was one of the biggest threats facing the Shoshone people, and that they needed to hold off on any further privatization efforts. And last fall we saw a huge push through Congressman Gibbons' office and Congressman Pombo's office to do exactly what we had talked to Newmont about not doing.
The Western Shoshone have been fighting for decades to have land returned to them from the U.S. government. This land has one of the world's largest gold-producing areas, and last month in a landmark ruling, the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination urged the U.S. government to freeze, desist, and stop actions being taken or threatened to be taken against the Western Shoshone people. This includes the expansion of mines, nuclear testing, and the privatization of land. The U.S. government has until July 15th to respond. For Independent Native News, this is Maeve Conran in Denver.
Northwest tribes want to be paid fairly for the use of their land by utility companies. At issue is what's called right-of-way, who gets to use the land that transmission lines cross. Correspondent Carol Chazowskis reports.
Native Americans across the country are eyeing the outcome of a federal study due this August. The Departments of Energy and Interior are asking what constitutes fair payment to tribes for their right-of-way. Jim Noteboom is an attorney for the Warm Springs Tribe in north central Oregon. He's closely watching a Texas utility company that he believes is trying to redefine Native American right-of-way in two respects.
One is to remove the right of the tribe to consent to the use of their lands, and then they're trying to establish a system that is very unfair in the way it compensates Indians for the use of their lands.
Nationally, representatives from energy companies say that Native Americans want to charge exorbitant amounts. But in the Northwest, Bonneville Power Administration is renewing lease agreements with regional tribes and characterizes the tribes' demands as reasonable. I'm Carol Chazowskis in Richland.
Connecticut's Mashantucket Pequot-owned Foxwoods Resort Casino has gone into partnership with Las Vegas-based MGM Mirage.
WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Under the deal, MGM Mirage will open a hotel and casino at Fox's Resort in Connecticut. The unusual partnership will bring one of the world's largest gaming corporations onto an Indian reservation that's already home to one of the world's most successful casinos. Foxwood CEO Bill Sherlock says the new hotel will be called the MGM Grand, but will be operated by Foxwoods.
The employees will still be Foxwoods employees. The management will still be Foxwoods management, but will certainly utilize all the power of the MGM Mirage brand, as well as the Foxwoods brand and the Mashantuck Pequot Tribal Nation brand, to bring truly the third resort casino in Connecticut to Mashantucket.
Sherlock says Foxwoods will also have access to MGM's database of more than 22 million customers and will use MGM's partnerships with other companies to help attract new restaurants and top-tier entertainers to eastern Connecticut. In Fairfield, Connecticut, I'm Ebong Udama.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by Amerind Risk Management Corporation, a multi-regional, multi-tribal federal corporation serving Indian Country. Amerind-Corp.org. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.